Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
Take a break or something. I know your life is beating and it's
And Rake Dio Live, what's cracking, everybody? Hey, welcome to the show. It is 9:05 on the East Coast, 6:05 on the West Coast. That's Grammy Award-winning, Oscar-nominated Pharrell. That joint right there is called Lose Yourself. Hey, welcome to the show. Coming to you from Tampa, your hip-hop informer. Without further ado, all the way live from Itty Bitty Plant City. Give it up. Hot chocolate. Welcome to the show. What up, mama?
What's up, everybody? Happy Money Monday. Welcome back.
No doubt. You sound like you moving in slow motion like me.
Yes, I am. But I'm here nonetheless.
No doubt. We are here. Hey, all the way live, somewhere up in DMV, if not NY, he'll tell us. Babe James, welcome to the show. What up, dude?
What up, man? I wish I was in New York right now, because it's cold, it's brick as hell out here, and they just dropped about, what, 6-7 inches out here in the D.C. metro area, man.
Hey, so you're in D.C. Yeah, that's about right. I was on the road all last week, 5 days spring break, with about 50 young people, and we were actually supposed to come up and visit the Obamas. But had to kind of readjust the trip when we saw that blizzard headed your way.
Word, son, it's crazy, man. It's almost like the marquee day for spring. And we still got snow out here, man. It's just whack, baby. Like, I like winter and all that, but come on, man. What you doing out here?
No doubt. Hey, stay warm, brother. Stay warm.
Yes.
Yeah, no doubt. That's the plan. That's the plan.
No doubt. Tonight's topic, an interesting one. Out in Conyers, Georgia, recently, there was a horrible murder. Two twins, aged 20 years old, brutally murdered their mother over something that's still mind-boggling. I'm not sure we really know, we'll ever really know. The real root cause, because it can't be something as simple as what the news is reporting. But have you all heard about the twin sisters, the identical twins, that one actually just accepted a 30-year plea deal? The other one is actually facing life because she rejected the deal. You all in the know with this one, last name Whitehead.
No, actually, I think I'm not actually.
I'm a little caught up when I had to do my research on it. This wasn't, anything that came across the desk on the regular, but, I did my research on it, so I'm pretty up to snuff on it. It's kind of crazy how it went down.
Okay, no, it is absolutely out of control. And again, we are by no means coming to you as CNN journalists tonight. We only are trying to bring awareness. This is definitely something that I think for those that follow us, if you're not aware of, you should absolutely be in the know about. Again, two twin, identical twin, 20-year-olds, brutally stabbed, beat, killed their mother over something that, in my opinion, just absolutely ridiculous. We will get into it when we come back. I'm glad Sabe has done a little bit of research. I'm going to give Hot Chocolate a minute to brush up. It's the brutal murder of twin sisters. One has accepted a 30-year plea deal. The other rejected, and now she's facing life. We're going to talk about it. You're in tune to the network.
Talking like this. Every time she leave the crib, shawty be coming right back. She talking dirty all up in my ear, and I'm finna put the dog right on a kitty cat. I wasn't gonna show you up, but then you got that liquor calling last night a book, acting like she didn't remember. I hopped up out that linen, I'm finna dip in my title, finna put your ass to bed. Tell me which way would you like it? Talking all that.
Seven eight eight nine three nine two six is the number to dial. It is 9:13 out here in the DMV area. It is the crew, the team, the fam. PM Hammer Radio Live. It's your boy Stay right here. We got the man of the clan back over here with us after the little layoff, TM Hyman. We also have the mature Scott fruit basket wearing. Hot chocolate breathing.
You're in church.
Yeah, like you in church. Hot breath having. You know,
I gotta have hot breath.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is hot chocolate, not hot breath. My fault.
Thank you.
Hey, man, I get a little carried away over here. But yeah, man, that was a falsetto. Yeah, you know what's funny? We're going to dive right into the topic, but that song made me laugh to myself because I remember when I was back in the school system, when I was teaching in my high school, the special ed class I was telling you about, they had a little freestyle battle in there, right? And then my man was kicking it like, yeah, I grabbed my chick and hopped in my falsetto and yada yada. I said, whoa. Hopping your what? You said my falsetto, son. I said, you even know what falsetto mean, B? He was like, yeah, some kind of whip, some new joint I ain't never seen before. I said, all right. I said, look,
it's the type of voice
that you sing, man. You know what I mean? I'm like, that's why he got the high parts going. Yeah, I had to break it down on me. He was like, oh, okay. Well, anyway,
he did not
I got my chick. I make her sing
talk.
Falsetto. Yo, he was there. He just started twisting up. It was crazy. Hey,
knowledge
children, reading.
Knowledge.
is fundamental,
is
man. Knowledge is power, man.
Okay,
an idle mind is the devil's playground. Remember that.
Oh,
and that's a good segue back into this topic, because ain't no telling what was going on in these young ladies' minds when all this situation went down. Okay, when I read up on this story, they were saying how it was a gruesome account of what happened and how the spinal cord was severed on the mom from the stab wound. She had punctures in the lung, the neck, the back of the neck.
Jugular, yeah.
It was crazy. Like, yo, what did she do that bad to make you just want to off your mom in that fashion? Be like, that's just my, I'm really thrown by that. But the thing that's I think the pivotal thing about the whole case right now, we're talking about it now, but this thing is a four-year-old tragedy. This whole sequence of events took place back in, I want to say, January of 2010, when they were still 16. So now, mind you, this is 16-year-old girls going wild type version right here. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what it took to go to push that limit. But, I mean, you know, I guess with the details will come out more. I don't know if it's going to really shine light on really what took place. I think it's going to go with the story that they had, that it was a tumultuous household. And there was something in there about how when they started living with the boyfriend or something like that, and it just took a nosedive. So, I mean, the story's kind of, you know, in circles as far as I was reading it. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know what you got from it, Gina. But, I mean, if you found anything else that I didn't know, you know, let me know what else did you hear on this whole thing?
What was the actual plea bargain? Again,
who
may not be totally up to date, you know, there's two sisters involved here. You know, last name Whitehead. There's a Jasmaya Whitehead, and I believe there is a.
There's
Tasmaya and Jasmaya, who I'm assuming are the twins.
Jarmika is the mother.
That's who the characters are. So I'm like dumbfounded by the plea that was accepted by Tasmisha Whitehead 20, who pleaded guilty to voluntary manslaughter, possession of a knife during the crime, and falsification in government matters. Now, this is a plea against her sister, who I'm assuming, and again, it's only an assumption, that she is blaming for the actual murder. Now, Sister Jasmisha did not accept the plea. She denied the plea and pretty much will face trial for the murder in March 2010, and may face life in prison. Tasmisha may testify against her sister. I mean, how ugly does this get? Now, understand this. The girls had a strained relationship. So you're right. The relationship was tumultuous already with their mother, who had accused them of smoking weed as well as being sexually active. But the girls thought that their mother was a hypocrite because she also, in their minds, smoked weed and was also promiscuous. So I think at this point it's all speculation because the mother can't speak for herself. But, I mean, is there anything that bad that would invoke, just cold-blooded murder? Or do you think this was emotions out of control and were too far gone to bring it back?
That's what it sounds like to me, given the nature of their relationship already. It really just sounds like this one just got too heated for anyone to be able to calm down. And with them being in the vicinity that they were in, so close to the knives, I think that's just where it went bad, because they had already, you know, had a history of fighting, fist fights, altercations. It looks like in 2008, there was a fight that had ended with the mother being scratched by the teens and dragged across the floor, and prompted a juvenile judge to send the twins back to live with their great-grandmother in the first place prior to this. So, I mean,
yo,
it sounded like it was very volatile.
It was wild. Absolutely wild.
Yeah.
They needed a good ass whooping. That's the problem. You know what I'm saying? They didn't respect no authority. There was no boundaries set. You know what I'm saying? That's the way it seems. Because if you were to jump out the window like that, you're already mad. By that age, you're already mad. You think you know. You already know what you can get away with and what you can't.
And it sounded like they were pretty uncontrollable anyway, because they're living with the great grandmother.
Great grandmother, right? That's what I'm saying.
And the great grandmother can control them. Yeah. Not even no rules. They're just able to break the rules without any recourse, you know, because it's an older woman that's taking care of them. So once they go back to, you know, live with the mother, who's a little bit more up on, we'll say, her game, or able to make attempts to control them, it goes bad.
How old was the mom? Did anybody find that out? Because I was looking for that.
I didn't see that anywhere in the report, how old mom was. But, I mean, just again, it speaks to the violence that exists. And, you know, clearly, you know, this particular household had prior incidences, you know, dealing with violence. You know, I mean, come on, from a fight, ultimately something that leads to, full-scale murder. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to think before we act. Right now, we are hearing at an all-time high more and more things that are resulting in death and murder that really are just like real peculiar situations. I mean, come on. We got to stop, pause, and think about making healthy decisions. And tonight's topic, brutal murder, identical twins, 20 years old, murdered their mother. One accepted a 30-year plea. The other one is actually facing life. We'll keep the conversation going. We are the network.
Hey. City, you my son then, but I had a console for the remix. Oh, I haven't done a verse in 8 weeks. And if a nigga said my name, he the hot shoe. But if I say that nigga's name, he still the hot shoe. Up, lucky I don't feed into the gossip. Sound like they don't know, but they should know. Yeah, I just think it's funny how they dangling the baby, but I'm the one that's killing niggas on the hook, though. And this thing got a grill, still ice grill hating. I know you already know Mike Will made it. Just looking at the numbers, got ice feel amazing. I'll call Michael Jordan up and Mike Will make it. I'm the young rap nigga with the melody. You need a cunner over yo for a better deal. Just know a million ain't shit once you get a meal. And niggas say it's all good, and say you better feel. Nah, yeah, this year I'm talking big stuff. Rolling through the city like a young bricked up. Gonna be that's why we never gave a fuck when a fuck switched up.
Bang it, burst it, pop it, tag, pop it, you ain't bump, dig, cut it, butter, hunter, butter, hunter, you ain't pop, Chris, how you dump, nana, turn it, you don't hit, leak, spin it, money, only, spin it, you ain't stack, this. Let's get it. If money talk, then y'all pockets ain't saying shit. I'm in the bathroom getting from your
and I ain't banished. You won't beat, you don't know who you're playing with. I tell my pilot to land the jet. I'm hopping off, get wrong, we popping off. Leave a clicking, you that where you're standing at. I'm just a tripping, smoking on cabbage. The money funny like Jim Carrey. I got a she's super bad like Halle. And we're still keeping that white like Barry. I'm a rich, still keep a pistol with me. Yeah, you ain't with a picture of me. I got all this cake and shooters with me. Just in case you try to get you a piece. What it is, my what it's hidden for. What a car you was whipping in your video. What a ice at what I'm pretty hoes. You a fraud, real, already know. Broken, I can't stand them. I hit them with the cannon. I'm buying off the mall at random. Juicy J, that fresh to death. Smoking till there's nothing left. Peel off, then I'm ghost in my phantom.
What's up, world? This is your girl, HC, a.k.a. Hot Chocolate, and you are tuned into TM Hyman Radio.
Yo, give me some fries and an extra large. Hurry up, I'm late for this meeting, I got a I'm in the McDonald's drive-thru, about to roll up the got a piece so bad, and doing the Harlem I was rolling my blunt and seen my side mirror. Thought it was my speakers, then I seen this body. Man, I'm on probation, motherfucker, I'm about to them fries and that. Thought earthquakes was the only thing that you can get your air popped over the way the dice. I brought Drake to the hood, the driver was ready to guess he ain't never seen a real blood hand or a crack fiend walking down the block with that. Everybody got a family member with that that'll come through and steal your TV and this. Man, that TV, cause Channel 9 used to couldn't watch Magic Johnson give Isaiah that. Now I got a plasma on the wall, that don't. But this in my bed got them double D's that, and the F like Trina when I smack it. That's why I like it dog style, cause you can see this. Neighbors hitting on the ceiling cause I make the bed. Landlords say I make too much noise, I got a my baby mama calling, you got a we was about to get it on to that Khalees milk. I gotta hit it one more time before I'ma this until the knee starts it. Facing the pillow, up, let me see you. What your mama gave you, like that. What your mama gave you, throw it back now. What your mama gave you, let the world see it. Me and 50 ain't agree on so I had to. Ain't no telling what he putting in that protein. Seen the candy shop video, look at this. And that's the same that made this Young Buck. I'm surprised Lloyd Banks and Yayo didn't. Wasn't selling no records, Jimmy Iovine said. Only black eyed peas making the white folks. I drop off my album to make the whole building. Hit the valet, grab my Ferrari then. This the automatic stunt, my keys don't. Unless they headed out of town when the Greyhound. Going down to Miami, where the palm trees. She see the cops, she know to drop that Louis baggin'. Why you calling my phone? You know the routine. Bitch lost my bricks, my pimp hand bosses. Make my money back. Even if you got a what your mama gave you, like that. What your mama gave you, throw it back now. What your mama gave you, let the world see it. What your mama gave you, like that. What your mama gave you, throw it back now. What your mama gave you, let the world see it.
Oh, man, whoa, I'm about to oh, man, yo, this is Cool and Dre, man, we call it
TM Hyman Radio Live, 9:30 p.m. here on the East Coast. 8:30 p.m. we'll stay in New Orleans, Louisiana. We are that crew, that team, that network, TM Hyman Radio Live, and I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, joined by the general himself, TM Save James. Madam CeeLo Boston is out there doing what she does. Hopefully she'll pop into the studio soon. But tonight on Money Monday, we are discussing this ultimately disturbing case involving two identical twins from Conyers, Georgia, for the murder of their mother. One has pleaded guilty and got 30 years in prison she was sentenced to, and her sister goes to trial this month in connection with the killing and actually could face life in prison. We were kind of mentioning just how brutal this case is involving these two young ladies, 20 years old, and what could even lead them, excuse me, to the point of the escalation of violence that ends in the untimely death of their mother, and how violent it was, just the caliber of the injuries that are described in some of the interviews and some of the news reports that we've read have just been so disturbing to me. I can't even really think of another word to describe it. And it's chilling to think that you could come to a level of violence against your mother, or it could boil over and get that heated to where she'd have wounds inflicted to her in the amount of stab wounds to her body, and her lungs punctured, and her jugular vein cut. Like, just it almost reads like a bad horror movie to me. It's just sad.
Right. The grandmother of the twins, the mother of now the deceased, speaking on the situation, pretty much saying that, she forgives her grandchildren. They are and will forever be her grandchildren. But she really wished they had not have committed such a horrible crime. Can you imagine your daughter being killed and a part of her still looks you in the face, being the ones that actually took her away from you? And again, you have the strength to say that you still forgive them, that they will forever be your grandchildren. I mean, how traumatic, ridiculous, just mind-boggling is this situation. Just totally unbelievable.
Yes. Yeah. I can never imagine.
Yeah. I don't want to be in that position, so I really don't know.
I'll tell you, being on the road with 50 young people this past week, although quite traumatic for me, emotionally, psychologically.
Congratulations, by the way, for making it back without hurting anyone.
I made it. Yeah.
Good for you.
I at the end of the day, just appreciate being able to be a positive influence in the life of young people, though, because, again, these are adolescents that are at an age, really, that will make you, turn your back, because, this is the age that they know everything. They don't want to listen to anything. Their hormones are raging. It takes a special person really to deal with a lot of what's just foolery. But, I mean, I'm able to reach young people, but I'll tell you something. They're dealing with things that we never really ever dealt with, because I'll tell you, we even had situations in which, parents allow their children to go away, virtually, I'm going to say, with strangers, because any time that somebody can take your child outside of the state, you really that's a risk, right? If you really
don't. Definitely.
So anytime you let the child go away for 5 days and not make sure that they have the basic resources to where they have to rely on other people, that's not good. A lot of times what we're seeing in the lives of youth is really they're modeling the behavior that they've seen. So we can't front like, you know, kids just spaz out or they get, you know, they become the end result overnight. No, they become, you know, really their environment. That they model the behavior, you know, that we demonstrate in front of them. And so what am I saying? What am I getting at? I think it's easy, even in the midst of brutal murder, to say that, you know, these girls are, you know, dot, 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 and write them off. I always say, even in the midst, regardless of what it is, even brutal murder, there's a root cause that I'm sure we aren't looking at. I really would love to know what was going on in the minds of these little girls, because I think it was something that was real small that wasn't cared for that turned into something real large.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you're showing to that, because, I mean,
but then, you know, like you said, it's at that age, and then, like, you know how the generation, each generation differs. You know, there seems to be more of a lack of respect for authority. I mean, while I say there's a more of an influx of lack of respect for authority. You know, like
right,
kids these age range now, they really don't see the value in sitting down listening to the older cats on the block. You know what I'm saying?
Why is that? Why is that?
I mean, there's been some kind of disconnect. I mean, there's been a major disconnect in a short span of time, because it's like it's almost happened overnight. Like, the generation, I would say, like, that's just hitting 30 now, I would say, like, that age and a little bit younger, that's where it started fading away. You know? I don't know what happened, but there started to become some sort of disconnect. It kind of almost parallel with the rap music scene, for real. Like, it's a crazy correlation. But I'm just saying, like, something happened around that time something happened with the culture to where, like, that influence started making way. You know, and it started to become more and more of a lack for respect for authority. And just the older, just the elders, you know what I'm saying, around you. So, I don't know. And it's really exemplified.
I think the trust factor, the relying on anybody. See, what we don't really realize today is you have more young people that's taking care of themselves because they haven't been able to really rely on, you know, their parents, their guardians. And so when you have a population, you know, that becomes self-sufficient, you know, why should I respect an authority that has done nothing for me? If I've been taking care of myself, if I've been feeding myself, at the end of the day, get out of here. You know, I got this. You know, that's the mentality, and I think that's why we see so much disrespect, and you know, that's why again there's a disconnect, because you have again. You got 30-year-old, 35-year-old grandmas. Get out of here. What is
right,
that
that's
about?
What I'm saying. Like, yeah. Because I was thinking about that when they were saying great-grandmother in the story. I said, my great-grandmother wouldn't have had a chance.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I was a boy. Right. It was a feat that she was still alive for me to remember her. You know what I'm saying?
When great-grandma in this case is probably 48.
Instagram cake by the pound. Circulate the image every time I come around.
Georgia. This was actually in 2010. The trial for one of the sisters is currently underway. That's why the story has been exposed. Tonight, we're just tabling the situation. Now, what I find interesting, you know, from the time the teenagers,
from the time the young ladies became teenagers, the twins who had previously been straight-A students and Girl Scouts began rebelling against their mothers, their mother. How much do you think boys and getting turned on to sex, how much of that played a role in the alteration of their behavior? We know how it works.
Probably all of it.
Yeah. Once they get
exactly.
a little taste, they think they're doing something, you know?
Clearly they're grown, you know? They're grown.
Yeah.
I don't think young people, specifically young girls, but even in young boys, I don't think that they really understand that we as adults can tell once they've got some. Either side. You know, for young men, you can tell it's just a little dip in the step, in the sag in the pan to say, you know, hey, free at last. Female, it's just that stride. That stride is a little different. Something is.
Yeah, they walk.
I don't know whether it's higher or lower, but we can tell something that happens. I don't think young people recognize that adults can tell.
No, they don't.
Because they think
they know everything.
Because we thought they couldn't tell. You know what I'm saying? It was the same way. They don't know what's going on.
True.
Like they're doing something different.
You know what I'm saying? Game don't change.
Well, I think I got away with it, though. Because I really think my mom may have thought I was like a virgin until I was like, 19.
Well, good for you if you think you did.
Well,
unfortunately.
She tried to protect me as like I was a freaking virgin until I was like 19.
Yeah, my mom used to do crazy stuff like that too, like go in my drawer and take my condoms out of my drawer. And she used to take my socks, like, because she used to wear my socks. The only time she wore like gym socks was on Sunday, because she would wash clothes. She would go to laundromat. So she would go in my drawer and get my socks, and I forgot I left them in there one night. I woke up that morning, I said, damn. She probably got me. I overlooked in my joint empty. Gone.
Got it. Gotcha.
Right.
Got
it. I was tight. I was like, down. I slipped up. Got caught slipping, but it was all good. He ain't never said nothing to me about it, so. No, it's whatever.
Unbelievable.
I think I was the bad girl.
Yeah, you couldn't hide it, could you, Gina?
No, I couldn't. I broke mommy's heart. I did.
Wow.
Couldn't hide it at all.
I did. Mm-hmm. But she got one of the greatest gifts she ever could have asked for, a grandson to spoil, and she did.
Take it.
Now, had you ever been caught, like, had mom ever come home and caught you or caught the boy in the house?
No. I was a little smarter than that in my younger age, and the fact that I just didn't do that, and I think I got lucky because I had a brother that's 4 years older than I was who was too busy getting in trouble, so the attention kind of deflected away from me.
Diversion.
So,
that was diversion.
Yeah.
Definitely. So once he really started getting in trouble and was older and out of the way, then it was easier for her to pay closer attention to me and what I was doing. So at that point, I was under high scrutiny and security, especially in high school. But once I got to Norfolk State, all bets were off, and the dynamic changed because I was more out of the house and in more of an independent role of the college student who had different expectations. So with those different expectations came a different level of freedom. Even though I was still sort of under the gun, it made more sense for me to be out.
So you were staying at home when you went to school?
So somehow, Madam Stilo Boston stepped in the room, and it's almost like she pushed hot chocolate out the window.
I mean, like, literally, Boston, hey, welcome to the show. Live from Charlotte, what's going on?
Yeah.
Madam CeeLo Boston literally walked in the room, and then she pushed Hot Chocolate out the door. but Hot Chocolate just got
she
up.
Did.
Off the floor, and
she did.
Back.
I'm not going to have that either. I'm not going to have it.
Hey, you don't want to
push me out in the middle of my comment. You are.
It's natural. It's not even thought about. It's just natural.
Toya enters the room and she prepares for the finance segment and she saw it all. She saw Boston just push Hot Chocolate out the door.
You saw her Debo me?
Y'all are a mess.
Debo.
Hey.
She got on my 40 pump.
We'll be back with Toya live from Delaware with our Money Monday finance segment. We'll be right back.
Tell her me ready, got to tell her again. And if she wants to, she can just bring a friend. When she give it to me, I'ma kill up like a murderer. Now what's the plan now? Wind it to your gem now. Girl, I'm just saying now. Gimme, yeah now. Oh, she a fan now. Tell them how I ran down. So tell your friends how I made you say, ooh, damn, wow.
Radio Live, and I was filming Sims with Tell Her Again. And coming up here right now, we have our lady out of Delaware, Toya. Fine.
Good evening. Happy Monday to all. Tonight, I just wanted to touch on the 6 costly gaps in your homeowner's insurance policy. If you're like most Americans, you probably don't realize what is not covered by your homeowner's policy, so you can easily end up paying a lot more money than expected after any type of damage to your home occurs. So first, do you think your insurance policy will reimburse you for earthquake damage? The answer is almost always no, unless you purchase a separate earthquake policy. So although you may think you're in an area that will not be affected by an earthquake, just remember, especially those in Virginia, Maryland, and Delaware, I believe it was last year, just the year before last, we were hit by a minor earthquake, but just remember that anything can happen regardless of where you are. Secondly, would be sump pump backup and floods. They're not covered either unless additional coverage is added. It does not cost much for you to add sump pump backup coverage or flood coverage, so definitely make sure you look into that. Third would be if new building codes mean you need to upgrade undamaged parts of your house. Unless you take out additional ordinance or law coverage, then these mandatory updates are not covered, which sucks. So, if there's something that has to be upgraded, your insurance company won't cover it, even though it has to be done. So keep that in mind. Also, if you fail to keep the home heated or pipes drained in your vacation home, any damage that results from freezing might not be covered. There are some people that travel between vacation homes and then their homes that they live in the majority of the time. So if you don't weatherize, quote unquote, weatherize your home when you leave, if for some reason anything happens to the home because of the weather and you did not properly prepare for it, then that will not be covered by the insurance company either. If you have auto and home insurance with the same company and both items are damaged by the same disaster, you will most likely pay 2 deductibles, one for each item. Now, with most companies, they'll usually deduct or take that deduction out of what they would actually pay for covering, so you don't really come out of your pocket. But just keep in mind, if you have a $500 deductible on one policy and a $1,500 deductible on another, then you may very well have to pay $2,000 cash out of pocket before the insurance will cover anything else. And lastly, if a fire destroys your home, will insurance pay the full cost to rebuild? The answer to that is also most likely no. Most insurance policies cap their coverage and take depreciation into account when calculating the value of personal possessions. So, if you have personal possessions that actually accumulate wealth over time, whether it be jewelry, any type of collectibles, you want to make sure you keep those appraised because those things, although they may actually gain value over years, if you had it appraised or insured 5-10 years ago, you're only going to get paid that amount to cover that particular item. So just keep that in mind. So the bottom line, just make sure that you ask all of the necessary questions. Make sure you check all of the coverages to your existing policies and any upgrades that you may need to make. A lot of them aren't very costly, but if you miss those different options that you can add on, it can end up costing you a lot in the long run. So just keep all of those things in mind when you are signing up for homeowners insurance.
Awesome tips coming to us live out of Delaware with Toya. Thank you very much.
Climbing Radio Live, and that was Throwback from TLC, Ain't Too Proud to Beg. I'm Madam Boston. You are listening to TM Climbing Radio Live. It is, like, what, 10.03 p.m. on here on the East Coast. It's 7.03 p.m. on the West Coast, and everybody in the middle figure it out. Yeah, yeah?
No doubt. No doubt. Hey, again, condolences to the family of the deceased, Ms. Whitehead, and just prayers going out to the twin daughters, you know. I mean, because regardless, you know, they need support. They need prayers. And you know, they too need time for healing in this situation. Listen, we all make mistakes in the midst of rage. This is just unfortunately a situation in which you can't erase it, you know, and that's why we have to make rational decisions and pause and count to 10 when we're frustrated, and we shouldn't try to resolve things when we're angry, because that's what once it's out there, you can't take it back. You know, once someone's gone, they're gone. No way for them to come back. And I just can't imagine ever murdering the giver of my life. And again, I know God's the giver, but y'all know what I'm saying. Don't get super spiritual on me. You feel me?
Sister Scott.
It ain't me.
come on. You know, I mean, y'all know what I'm saying. I mean, the beautiful woman, beautiful girls, lives all now down the drain. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I was reading up on the story just because, I mean, like that, it's crazy. I mean, I know it happened, about 4 years ago, but
right,
they're just
right
now being prosecuted, you know, for it. You know, it's really sad, though. And it seems like, and from the family members' comments, it seems like they're kind of blaming it on, I guess, the entire family for not guiding the children properly. I'm only laughing because it's like people always point the finger after the fact, you know what I mean, instead of trying to help when they see stuff going on, instead of talking about people. You know,
right. Well, I'll tell you like this. There's nothing good that's going to ever come out of out-of-control behavior. You know, out-of-control behavior when you're young leads to out-of-control behavior when you're a teenager, which leads to out-of-control behavior when you're an adult if no one corrects it or nips it in the bud. And nothing ever good comes out-of-control behavior other than, I'm not sure it's good, other than death and incarceration.
Right.
That's what comes out of out-of-control behavior.
But, I mean, see, the thing is, what's crazy is, you know, that just kind of shows that you can raise the kids as you feel and you think is the best, but it don't always turn out. Yeah, it doesn't always turn out good. So this family, the girl kept going back between the grandmother's house and, the great grandmother's house and the mother's house. It sounds like somebody going to pick them up right now. Who is that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you about to go knock on the door, son? Like,
I'm delivering newspapers out here. Leave me alone.
Oh, my God. I thought you were doing packages on Mondays. I didn't know you were doing packages on Mondays.
My side hustle, son. I'm moonlighting.
Moonlighting.
You about to blow me up.
Yes.
About to blow me up, son. Chill out.
The jig is up. The jig is up.
The last couple of houses on my route.
Mm-hmm.
The last couple houses on my route, son. Leave me alone.
Oh, my God. It's like he was walking with his grocery bags, going to pick the little girls up. How they doing?
Walking the dog, son. He just dropped something. I had to pick it up. Sorry.
That's
funny.
Yeah,
I'm lying. Good. As you were saying.
Yo, I got thrown off by you. I thought you were picking them up, though, for real. Okay, so look. All right, so let me ask you this. Does anybody know what the fight was over, though, that ended in this woman's death? That I'm not clear on.
I'm not either. It's not clearly indicated. Well, besides the fact that she was accusing them of smoking weed and being, you know, promiscuous, the fight that specific day is not clear to me.
No, there was just an altercation in which, you know, one of the daughters, you know, picked up a pot and hit the mom with a pot. And then the other daughter got involved. You know, they both pretty much double banked moms. And then it escalated from there with a bunch of name calling, you know, back and forth, back and forth. You know, the rest is murder. You know, so
did you hear? Cause. Did you hear that? You hit your
term.
Mother with a pot?
No,
pot.
The mom hit the daughter with a pot first, and then the other daughter took the pot from the mother, and the mother grabbed a knife. So the mother swung first. The mother, because they were late for school. Now that part, I see.
Right, that's correct. Again, this is clearly not CNN reporting. Jumping off tonight.
Don't judge us. We try.
Please don't judge us.
I'm not trying to report. I'm trying to understand. Seriously.
Exactly. Yo, see, all right, so I'm glad it's not just me, because as I was reading it, like, I was really still trying to piece all together the whole story the way it was, the sequence of events. You know,
yeah, there's
kinda,
a lot of holes in it.
It's a lot of, yeah. I mean, it really wasn't a well-put-together story to convey, the chain of events that happened. And I was making sure I wasn't bugging. I'm glad y'all just as confused as I was when I was reading the joint, because I'm like, yo, is it me, or does this joint just not make sense somewhere? If something's missing somewhere.
I was fully convinced that it was me, fully.
Okay, all right, cool. So I feel better now. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, so... Now, this is the thing. So what actually killed the mother was her her spinal cord was actually severed.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Crazy.
So, yeah. So that was a hell of a fight. I mean, first of all, it's crazy because when you're inside a home, I mean, it's easy for us to say, you know, oh, well, maybe they could have, you know, tried this or tried that. But, I mean.
No, it was some serious issues.
Yes.
Major beef.
That's funny to take it that far. You know what I mean? Because the thing is this, one thing I do know is that barrier between an adult, I mean, between parents and children is the first time the child hits the parent, that boundary is broken. I mean, like, and hit them and miss
gone.
It.
Gone.
That boundary is gone.
Yeah, and so there has to be
or
consequences.
If the parent hits the child in a way that they feel disrespected, then that boundary is gone. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's not... Even when I was reading the story and I saw they were saying that the mother didn't want the girls to be promiscuous and, you know, do drugs and what have you, but the girls felt that, you know, well, their mom was being a hypocrite because she did it. And I'm like, even if she did, she's supposed to explain it to them in a way that they don't feel like, yeah, I want to try that. I hope we look good to them. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, very, very sad. I mean, when your household, you know, comes down to survival of the fittest, that's a problem. Hey, when we come back, I want to talk about a story out of Houston before we get into adult talk, you know, so it gives us a few minutes. A story out of Houston that is just absolutely just as mind-boggling. And since we're talking about survival of the fittest, here's my piece.
Yeah, sending this one out to my man Killer B. No doubt, indeed. Without weed, you know what I'm saying? That old real shit. There's a war going on outside, no man is safe from. You could run, but you can't hide forever from these streets that we done took. You walking with your head down, scared to look. You shook, cause ain't no such things as halfway crooks. They never around when the beef cooks. In my part of town, it's similar to Vietnam. Now we all grown up and old and beyond the cops' control. They better have the riot gear ready, tryna back me and get rock steady. By the Mac 1 double, I touch you and leave you with not much to go home with. My skin is thick, cause I'll be up in the mix of action. If I'm not at home, puffin' live, relaxing. New York got a nigga depressed, so I wear a slug proof underneath my guest. God bless my soul, but before I put my foot down and begin to stroll into the drama I built. And all unfinished beef, you will soon be killed. Put us together, it's like mixing vodka and milk. I'm going out blasting, taking my enemies with me. And if not, they scar, so they will never forget me. Lord forgive me, the Hennessy got me not knowing how to act. I'm falling and I can't turn back. Or maybe it's the words from my man Killer Black that I can't say, so what's left of untold fact. Until my death, my goal's to stay alive. Survival of the fit, only the strong survive.
Yo, we live in this till the day that we die. Survival of the fit, only the strong survive. We live in this till the day that we die. Survival of the fit, only the strong survive. We live in this till the day that we die. Survival of the fit, only the strong survive. We live in this till the day that we die. Survival of the fit, only the strong survive.
I'm trapped in between two worlds trying to get dough. You know when the dough get low, the juice go. But never that, as long as fiends smoke crack, I'll be on the block hustling, counting my stacks. No doubt, watching my back and proceed with caution. 5-0 working, no time to get lost in the system. Niggas use the fake names to get out quick. My brother did it and got bagged with 2 ounces. I live with one with squads at the block hall. That's my man Twin when he got bagged. I fucked me up, God. But shit happens for a reason. You find out who's the true keepers when you're upstate bleeding. You can't find a shorty the truth to bed with you. Hit with a 2-4 is difficult. While on the streets I try to maintain. Tight with my Lucas, hoes like to run game. Some niggas like to trip, but I ain't with that tricking shit. I'm like a Jew, saving those who I can fit with. Pushing a Lex, now I'm set, ready to jet. No matter how much loot I get, I'm staying in the projects forever. Thanks on the blocks, we out clever. And beef, we never separate, grow together. When words come to words, my peoples come first. Try to react and get the motherfucker feeling served. My crew's all about blue, fuck looking cute. I'm strictly tin boots, an army certified suits. Puffin' nails, lay back, enjoy the smell. In the bridge getting down, it ain't hard to tell. You better realize
we live in this till the day that we die. Survival of the fit, only the strong survive. We live in this till the day that we die. Survival of the fit, only the strong survive. We live in this till the day that we die. Survival of the fit, only the strong survive. We live in this till the day that we die. Survival of the fit, only the strong survive. Still living in
this. When your eyes get wide, look alive. 95, what up? Hypnotic thug life, get that ass paralyzed. Know what I'm saying? Mobb Deep and all that.
Mobb Deep, survival of the fittest. TM Hyman Radio. Hey, coming to you live out of Tampa. It is 7:16 out there at the University of San Diego. What's going on, Shawnee? Listening to us live out there in Cali. Thanks for rocking with us. The brutal murder of Ms. Jermika Whitehead is our topic tonight. The twins involved, is it Tasmisha and Jasmisha? What, is that it?
I think so.
Jasmine.
Something like that. Close enough.
I thought it was Jasmine or something like that.
Jasmine, that's correct. Jasmine, that's correct. sad case, but I want to move on to talk about a situation out of Houston, Texas, where a father who, I mean, clearly the situation has to go before a grand jury, but, I mean, the grand jury have to decide what, if any, charges will be filed against the father out of Springfield, so it's just outside of Houston. Father is accused of fatally shooting a 17-year-old boy who he found in his daughter's bedroom. This jumped off Thursday morning. Last week, I heard about this story over the weekend. Hey, I mean, few details forthcoming really about the family that just moved into the modest neighborhood. I mean, about 2:30 in the morning, the father says he heard noises coming from his daughter's bedroom. He went to investigate. Bam. Young man in his daughter's bed.
Okay.
Altercation pursues.
Right. Oh, goodness. And the boy worked.
Daughter says she has no idea who this young man is.
Yeah, that's foul. That's foul.
What are you doing, brother? What are you going to do, say? What's your knee-jerk reaction responding to noise coming out of your daughter's room?
Homeboy reacted, in my opinion, homeboy reacted the way he was supposed to, protect his house at all costs. And
I think it's a reflex.
And, yeah, it's a reflex. That's what I'm saying. Then it's my little girl, too. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
Come on. There's more to that. There's more. There's a lot of emotion involved in that confrontation that sometimes can get the best of any man in that situation. You know what I'm saying? Not just to say him, not to say anybody else, to be any react any different. But in that, put yourself in that situation, you don't know how you're going to react, respond until you're in it. You can say, I would have did this, I would have did that. But, man, that adrenaline's kicking. That's your baby girl. And she don't know this dude? What?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah.
It's a reflex.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think it's one thing to shoot a child that you find. It's another thing to kill a child.
Right. There's a difference.
He didn't have to kill him.
He didn't have to go there.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, but see, I think that the adrenaline was already. I mean, first of all, Houston is a Commonwealth state. Okay, so he's not going to be able to. I don't think he's going to be able to do your stand your ground, but he could damn sure use crime of passion because once the youngest son came to him and told him that he saw feet under the daughter's bed, his heart rate probably already went up right then and there before he even asked, got to the girl's room.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because his daughter, in his mind, you know, could have been being raped by a burglar.
Right.
Right.
Because that's not uncommon.
Right. Yeah.
Right. She could have been being kidnapped, abducted
anything.
In some kind of way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Things like that happen. So, you know, it's.
But you know what's crazy? It's like, I know if it was me. My father wouldn't have asked me nothing. There wouldn't have been no question. There is no question. I have no idea.
And that's
no
odd, too. That's odd, too, why you stop and ask if you know him. I mean,
does that mean that, you know, you knew she had a boyfriend, or does that mean that you know,
there was a possibility for something
already,
like this to happen?
Right.
Yeah.
Think of mm-hmm. again or something, you know what I mean? Like, you don't know what the father was thinking initially, you know.
Yeah, maybe if he knew him, he would have just shot. Maybe if she knew him, he would have just shot him in the leg then. Something, I don't
right.
know.
Or in the foot. Who knows?
You know what I'm saying?
Why was the father?
Punk ass.
Why was the father taken out on the stretcher? Because I know he wasn't shot.
Because he actually had a panic attack.
Okay. Thank you. All right. And understandably so. Yes, I got you. I saw the pictures of him, you know, in the being carried away on a stretcher, and his arm under there. But I didn't, you know, it didn't say anything about him.
He just killed somebody. I mean, not only did he kill somebody, he killed a child. You know,
child.
Now, what happens to the daughter? Does she escape because this is so traumatic, or is it time to get your ass beat when the smoke clears?
That's definitely
after time.
That's automatic.
The smoke is not even clearing.
Get in there, because she's going to have to live with the fact that because of her lying, that boy got killed. Now, he got shot. I don't even know if he even intended to shoot to kill. You know what I'm saying? We don't know. However,
I don't know why it's so important to me, but I'm sorry. I mean, it is really, really important to me. I really would love to know, and I'm sorry, folks, it's just how my mind works. No, for no particular reason other than how my mind works, don't judge me. I really want to know what persuasion this child was.
If the picture that I saw is correct, he was a young black man.
Yeah.
If the picture that I saw was correct, I just saw one picture that was connected to the story, so that could have been anybody. But if this is the same picture that's connected to the story, he's like a young black man.
The man in the stretcher is black.
The shooter is also black?
Yeah.
No, I don't know about the shooter is.
I'll send you the link.
Okay, because I'm saying I said that earlier. You know what I'm saying? I'm not too sure. If I saw correctly, but it, you know, looked like them two had that they had, you know, talking to a question about it, had some tint to them. So.
Oh, and for you guys who are where I'm looking at, BOSSIP, BOSSIP.com, BOSSIP.com.
And see, I only asked again because I saw some comments on the blog, and he was referred to on the blog as a nigglet.
And so, I mean, I'm just thinking, regardless of what color this child was, whether he was white, black, Puerto Rican, Asian, or purple, he was a child. So it really doesn't matter. And so it frustrated me a little bit to see the nigglet comment, but I didn't have enough information to even you know, really absorb either way. But it doesn't
right.
matter whether the kid was black or white. A child who was in the wrong place at the wrong time is no longer
mm-hmm.
here over a bad decision. You know, it could be your child. It could be my child. You know, whether, again, white, black, or whatever. You know, come on. We got to teach our kids, regardless of their persuasion, to make smarter, healthier choices.
Smart choices.
Period.
I'm just thinking earlier today, stupidity has no color. Stupidity is
no
blind.
No color, at all.
You know what I'm saying? Stupidity is strictly colorblind. It doesn't matter. And
doesn't
like,
matter.
Well, I
doesn't
call
matter.
Anybody nigga, but I can't, you know, I don't care what color they are, because anybody can be one. But that's just my, my philosophy.
And we ain't mad. We want y'all to be clear as to where we stand, but we ain't mad. As a matter of fact, we're quite happy. Hey, we'll be right back.
That's
Don't talk, save James.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Bring me down, can't
8 p.m. here in Itty Bitty Plant City, and we are definitely happy here at TM Hyman Radio Live, that crew, that network. And if you would like to be a guest on the show to tell your story, you want to share something interesting in your community, submit a hot topic to us. Email us here at tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com, and somebody will get back with you. We are real talk, real people. Real time, I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, the General, Save James, Madam CeeLo Boston, and it is time, ladies and gentlemen. Dim the lights, snap your fingers, light the incense, save James and his adult life.
Why you telling me that way, man?
Man, I don't know what the
time is. You got it, though. Hey, now you got it, though.
All right.
Yeah, all right, let's take it. I'm going to take another angle right now. Today's March 17th, right? I want to give a shout-out to Mia Hamm, soccer player, okay? And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to give a shout-out to Mia Hamm. Thanks to the U.S. women's soccer team that won gold back in, like, what, 96 and was, like, cleaning up, like five Olympic straight, getting gold medals, bang, 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 one after the other. It's my theory that due to that success of that women's soccer team, it created an increase in interest in soccer in the more affluent communities. Okay? Now, when this happened, there were people playing soccer from a young age on up, kept them athletic, which is my theory to now, why men across the world and across the country mainly can enjoy nice asses of all nationalities nowadays. It's an amazing thing. I really believe that with this sudden spike in interest in soccer because the gold medals is, you know, girls playing soccer, it shapes and molds it until it gets to the right age, and then, hey, look what we have. White girls with big asses nowadays. It's crazy out there right now, and it's everywhere. T, I know you can feel me on this without no hands. There is a shift that has happened over the past, and I've seen it from a while coming. I thought it was just a certain geographical areas in the world. Oh, they just, you know, it's the South. Everybody got ass out here in the South. But now when I came up North and I saw how it travels, I'm really under the impression. Because think about it. Say at that age, that was when they first won gold in 96. The real big one was 2004 when, you know, she took the shirt off and all of that, you know, after the big goal or whatever. Bang. That's 10 years ago. They were 17, 18. 10 years later, 28. They right. Nice ass. I mean, they're everywhere. And I'm just, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, I still know my people still got the crown. You know, we still hold it down for the motherland. We still got the crown. But I'm just saying, there's more nice asses out there. And I attribute a lot of that to the success of the U.S. women's soccer team. Salute the flag, stars and stripes on that one. Thank you. Only in America. Steve, can you feel me on this one? Have you noticed the change also?
Hello?
Oh, I'm flying solo on this? I'm solo on this right here?
No.
Oh, yeah, don't be willing me hanging like that, homeboy?
He asked Terrence. I'm waiting for him to answer. I'm waiting for
him to answer.
I thought I actually didn't even hear you directed to me. CeeLo responded.
Yeah,
I thought you said something to her.
Nah,
you know,
I was like,
it's like he said C. That's what I said. Go ahead. Oh, shit. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I mean, I'm not going to disagree. I mean, but I have seen a slight adjustment. I mean, it's a slight adjustment.
It's an improvement for what we were used to back in the day. That's all I'm saying. It's, you know.
Right.
It's definitely improvement. There's nothing bad I'm saying at all. I'm just, you know, I'm appreciative. I'm a connoisseur of the sport. You know, I watch.
Yeah.
With a trained eye.
So now, how do I grow a curve in your research? Because I too played soccer in high school.
Well, I mean, you probably, you say you got the fatty, right?
Did he say, I got the fatty?
You opened yourself up to it. Go ahead.
Wow.
That's your calling card. Fatty's your calling card,
no,
right?
No, I don't know if I'd say that, but.
Anyway.
I'm saying I got a stack. You know what I mean?
Okay, well, I'm glad you got some, you know, the puppies up there, too. That's a good thing. But I'm just saying, you know, it's. I'm just saying we're known for that. You know, it's a label, black girl ass. You know, she got a black girl ass. You know what I'm saying? It's a label.
Yeah, so true.
You know, you do what I'm saying? So we know what the standards are. And that's what I'm saying. You know, it's. You know, it's not as bad as it used to be. And I'm just saying, you know, the kind of sort of sport, I enjoy the change in scenery. It's nice to watch.
It's like spring blooming, isn't it? The flowers.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm just saying, you know, it's not just them. Like I said, it's others also. But it's like, you know, I just think the resurgence of healthy living and, the, you know, running and all of, you know, staying in shape is big. And, you know, with that, you know, certain things get sculpted from certain, you know, and so I appreciate the human anatomy. What can I say?
The appreciation of a posterior.
Oh, whatever. Posterior, posterior, tomato, tomato. I'm saying all that to say this. And I think we could be maybe tackle this on the next joint, on like Wednesday or whatever like this, too. With like I say, in this change in scenery, you know, that's the thing that, you know, some men could be attracted to more than, you know what I'm saying, more than other body parts. So I've noticed that also now that it's starting, not to say it hasn't been going on before, but there's like, you know, the more, there's another spiking in, I would say, more interracial dating and couples or whatever like that. And it's not too, you know, uncommon now to see, you know, the interracial date go, the interracial picture go on, black man with a different, you know, nationality or whatever out there, ethnicity, I should say. And did you see the Pharrell's cover for his new CD, Girl?
With the girl, yeah.
No. Yeah. All right. Hey, we got a lot of beef over that. You know what I'm saying? And then
because of the lack of color on the cover?
Huh?
Because of the lack of color?
Yes,
on the cover.
Exactly. I heard he was getting a lot of heat for that. Like, chicks was tweeting about them, but like, where are you going to say what's up with your sisters, yada, 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 you know, and we're just going in on them about it. You know, but like I'm saying, this has become more accepted practice now. And I pose the question sometimes, like, is the white girl becoming a new black girl? Because you've seen a lot of that crossover, man. You got Miley Cyrus messing with Juicy J. If you would have told me when Taylor Club was getting banned from state to state that a dude from this group would end up banging out a country singer's daughter, I'd have laughed in your face.
I mean, but to his defense, he is an Oscar award-winning, you know, rapper, producer. I mean, it is kind of the point.
That was Hustle and Flow,
right?
Hustle and Flow, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so with that comes a different level. You know, because they may have been politicking behind the scenes. Trust me, I mean, you don't just come up on the scene just doing work with Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
You know, just because. They saw an opportunity to make some money. And,
right.
You know, they did what they should have done at the end of the day. Hey, we're going to pause for the calls and come right back. Rick Ross, French Montana, Diddy.
You want to walk around these roaches. These are roaches. These is mere mortals. I'm trying to push you to supreme being. You don't want to you don't want to embrace your destiny. You want to get by. You don't want to go into the darkness. We're lonely. You can't handle the mother, the pain of the mother not knowing when it's gonna stop.
Mama's trying to save me, but she don't know I'm trying to save her. Man, them tried to play me. Man, till I got this paper. You don't know about it. The last words from my on the pavement. Born killers, body shippers, drug money, dollar figures, hustlers moving out of rentals, all the wars mental. Having sushi down in Nobu, strapped like an Afghan soldier, nowhere to go to, so it's bang. No survivors, only riders on my rider. Murder rate rising, donkeys on their IGs, never IP, still solo, Under Armour steel polo. No wire, on fire, my desire for fine things make me a liar, a shooter. Getting high, feeling like it's voodoo. Nine lives, SK with the cooler. Machiavelli and the Rari, still B-I-double-G-I-E. I pray you smoke with me. Go to bed with a kilo, like Casino, Janet Reno. We all we got, the Creed and Eno. Pretty cars in the driveway. If you cut it, then you sideways. Double up, crime pays. Mama's trying to save me. But she don't know I'm trying to save her. Man, them try to play me. Man, till I got this paper. You don't know about it. Till somebody kills you. Yeah.
You wanna walk around these and say culture. Where the say souls at? What defines you? With these silly looks on their faces. You wanna walk around with them or you wanna walk with God? Make up your mind.
I'm from where the streets test you. Makes business and pleasure. What a cocaine measure. The narcotics is our product, the byproduct. You walk up on me, I cock it. New Mercedes as it peels off. Nothing penetrate the steel doors. Gang signs, see them all. I send my prayer as I'm counting sheep. Never really athletic, but I play for keeps. Do you feel me? The more dishing, the more feeling. With more snitches, we kill them and taking their R.I.P. Chinchillas on a winter night. Black bottles when I'm feeling like you wanna know what winter's like. And I'm never on that tour bus, just a decoy. The PJs, the two of us. So rock boys down to die for Diddy. My drive for less. Keep it real, homie, made me filthy. Touch mine until it's even kill. Like I'm knowing every heathen will. Close the deal with Stephen Hill. We Magic City of the networks. Cut it, cast off, Palmer net worth. Mama trying to save me. But she don't know I'm trying to save her. Man, if tried to play me. Man, till I got this paper. You don't know about it. Still somebody.
Set you free. 917-889-3926, number to dial. It is 6:43 a.m. in Dubai. It's part of my hit list in the next upcoming few years.
Yeah.
That was Nobody by Rick Ross, French, and I'm not really a fan of that song, I'm going to be honest with you. Certain songs you just got to leave alone.
Yeah.
You know? And that's one of them. You know, it wasn't the major pushed out a song off that double CD, but that's one of them joints that you just leave alone, man. I'm sorry. I'm really not a fan of that joint. And to have Diddy on that joint talking that, yeah,
You don't want to walk outside when it's 28 degrees with no long johns under your pants. You want to wear shorts walking to the trash compactor. Then we'll put the garbage in the bin or leave it on the side. Like, what are you talking about, Diddy? Like, that isn't wild. Like, I don't know. I'm not a fan of that song.
Because
you know,
he wild on the other song though.
Yeah, but I mean, leave it where it was. That was just how it was supposed to be. Leave it where it was.
It's 20 some years later, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm not a fan.
And the fact that he's still relevant in music, or partially even.
I mean, Diddy's doing his thing. Can't front on that man's success. He pulled himself up by his own bootstraps and made it happen. So,
yeah,
credit where credit's due. Yeah, I'm never going to.
I enjoy Sean the businessman. I'd rather he put the mic up and just give me business savvy. Like he, yeah, that time is up.
Big up to
Revolt. That's what I'm saying.
What I love about the dude is his ability to reinvent himself every time and stay relevant. Revolt TV.
True. Has anyone actually been able to catch any other programming on Revolt?
I don't know if I got it on my I got files.
I have files as well, so I don't know what the number of the
I know Revolt. I know it's on. I know definitely Time Warner is carrying it, and Comcast is carrying it. I don't know about the files. Well, you know what's crazy is that I reported it before it dropped, but they didn't have a date of when it was going to drop. So it was like maybe like 2 weeks later is when they kicked the station off. Yeah, do you see he's cross promoting in the Fiat commercials?
Yeah, he is.
No, I mean they got that
cross promotion. I thought that was cool. Right. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, they got the Revolt. They got his the liquor,
the water.
They got everything. His clothes.
Yeah.
They did that.
Nah, you're a businessman. Good for him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Just like that move 50 just made. I think that's a good move for him. I think that he's gonna get more money in his pocket, and he can have like a all around one stop shop deal.
Educate us on the move 50 just made, because I'm ignorant.
Okay. Well, 50, okay, well, you know, he was signed to Shady Aftermath and had been for, since he came out with, like, the first album. Not the first album that brought him to people's attention, but his first what am I looking for? Anyway, he had been with Shady Aftermath for his entire career, for the most part. He left them and started his own label under Universal, and he is, he has his movie, his production company, he has his music, and I think he should be coming, and then he has the headphones, and I think that, yeah, because I think that's about it, because I think they're not, I didn't hear anything else about G-Unit. I think that kind of is dissolved at this
point.
That's
dead. Yeah, that's been dead.
Well, Lloyd Banks, he came out, like, when he put out that H2 album, he did that on his own. He paid for that himself, that the last album that Lloyd Banks came out with. And I think that's it, him and 50. It's like the last. One's like Tony Yayo.
I don't know about that, man. I know G-Unit is dead, though. As you had been, like, dismantled since, like, I can't remember when. It's been a minute since Pass the Patron. That was, like, the last joint you ever seen OG Unit on.
Where is Tony Yayo?
Yeah. And then, because remember, then Bob Beat had joined G-Unit for, like, an album.
For a day.
Whatever, yeah.
A day.
They had a 6-hour contract.
Right. And they didn't even do really well on that, because everything on that album, it didn't even match their style at all.
Where is Tony Yayo, people? Do we need to milk box him?
Amazing. No part material.
Yeah.
I think he's just playing in the background. I don't think he's doing nothing. I mean, I'm quite sure he got some background burning though. Quite sure. But yeah, he's been running business stuff on the back. I mean, yeah, on the back end of it for the last. Yeah, no. I get with Sookie, though. I get with my life.
If you got that though, like,
he playing now? Who playing him
yeah.
now? I hear him in my ear.
We
was talking about 50, so hey, I figured we play some 50. We was talking.
We need the soundtrack. Make it happen. Make it happen, Captain.
We ready. Bring that 50 in, baby. That's my other baby. That's
yeah.
in my mind.
All right, now she feeling silky.
That is husband number three. Go now.
whatever. Back to adult talk with Tave James. We got a few minutes left in the show. We got like 10 minutes left in the show. Hey, thanks for rocking with us, everybody.
Yay. Oh. Thank you. Thank you, everything.
I don't know how 50 took over.
I don't either. Because that's her baby daddy. Yeah,
Yes. He had a nerve with that one. Hit a nerve with that one. But, I got just to wrap up. I was just throwing that out there to see, you know, if y'all noticed that also. I mean, Sheila, you had something to say that you was cut off on. I mean, what was your observation? You've been looking at you check out some asses every so often too. You enjoy the sport?
Yes, I enjoy the sport. I used to have a membership card. But look, First of all, I started noticing the epidemic you're speaking of. I started noticing that, honestly, in the early 2000s, when plaid was bringing itself back. I remember being in line, and me and my homeboys, we were getting something to eat or whatever, and there was a Caucasian woman in front of me who had on these plaid, like, capri pants. Now, y'all know how plaid was a nice behind look.
Mm-hmm.
When I had the biggest ass I've ever seen on a white woman in my entire life.
How much of that is store bought? Some of that is store bought.
No.
Now you can tell a homegrown one. I'm trying to tell you.
Yes. She had the natural dents and everything. I'm trying to tell you.
You can buy dents.
She's like a king's chair. Do y'all know what a king's chair is? She like a king's chair from the back. Y'all
mess.
I'm trying to tell you, I'm not crazy, yo. Like these things, like this is they out there now.
Slowly but surely, it has crept up on it. I'm telling you, the early 2000s, they started just.
This is what I'm trying to tell you. That's when
cabbage,
that was the shift.
Scott, who's cooking for you?
That was the shift. I'm trying to tell you. See, I think I'm crazy.
You're not crazy. It happened when Noriega came back with what? Yeah, that's
funny. Now that's funny.
White leather to the knee, we in the traffic. Left-handed switching speeds, I'm in the cockpit. Straight from flushing, man, we known for using chopsticks. Problems getting dealt with, never pop shit. Hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with that drop kick, Marty Jannetty. Practice short camp, kamikaze, burning cheese, Saganaki, Greek shit, whole team sick. Whole bitches from Cleveland on my dick because I rap. Fuck it, make it clap, throw the money in the air, then pick it up, I'll take that back, bitch. Homie, hold me down, homie, throw me phony pounds. This $10 like some crispy garlic, golden brown addicted, but ain't nothing prescriptive. Baby clams from Montauk, mix it up with the linguistics. Bitch, I'm high. White leather to the knee, we in the traffic. Left-handed switching speeds, I'm in the cockpit.
straight from flushing, man. We known for using chopsticks. Problems getting dealt with, never pop shit. Hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with that drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with that hot shit. Straight up off the block, roll up hot shit. Niggas just don't wanna go to school. Act like they are, but they not sick. Money y'all up in my pocket, putting diamonds in everything. See me out, I look rich as fuck. Clothes smelling like Mary Jane. Five coasts up in an airplane. Say these guys close, but these guys local. When they see me, they non-vocal. High as fuck, I need bifocals. Push got me moving slow-mo. Bacon eggs in my dojo. Get some G's in there, need some weed. I'm there. All these cars I own, ain't no keys in there. Stopping young niggas out. Rolling weed at an ounce. Now I got a bigger crib. Rapping what I'm living about. My hair long, my weed strong, so they staring. My weed strong, my money long, I ain't caring. White leather to the knee, we in the traffic. Left-handed switching speeds, I'm in the cockpit. Straight from flushing, man, we known for using chopsticks. Problems getting dealt with, never pop shit. Hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with that drop kick, Marty Jannetty.
Hyman Radio Live, 10:55 p.m. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, the General, T.M. Hyman, St. James, Madam CeeLo, Boston, and it is Money Monday. If you missed any part of the show, you can always go back and check out the podcast. It was about 10 minutes. It'll be up there on the website for you. Make sure that you join us on Wednesday for Hump Day Wednesday, Relationship Wednesday. We'll be right back with you. That team, Tim Hyman Radio.
Yo, it sounds like you need some ginseng over there.
I do. I wish. Oh, wait, did I say that? I didn't say that.
Got your ass.
Yo, you sound like you were like no energy over there.
None. It has been a super long day, and I am kind of exhausted, so. My apologies.
Oh, I can
take
it.
I'll be more turned up. Well, no. Well, we don't turn up. We get fresh around these parts, too, so.
Turn up is not to be used in 2014.
Definitely not. Definitely not. So I will be fresh to death and ready for you on Wednesday when we return.
Hey, it's time to get up out of here. A few minutes left in the show. Back Wednesday, 9 p.m., let's do it. Let's rock. Take us home.
Madam Boston?
She fell asleep.
Okay. Save Jane.
Somebody pushed her down.
I got it back.
I was muted. I was talking on mute the whole time. I've been talking trash. No wonder nobody
terrible.
Responded. I thought y'all was ignoring me.
Terrible.
Oh, my God. What are you doing? Do it well. Hey, I haven't been drinking. Cut it out. I'm on new meds now.
Ow.
So there'll be no drinking until I know. I don't know. It makes me feel.
Yo, real quick, on a side note, what I'm saying to get out of here on. Yo, I was supposed to be shooting my first exercise video, you know, person training or whatever, so I'm about to shoot my joint. Put it on YouTube. Let me give y'all more details when the joint gets finished and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Jane, I'm gonna have my shirt off just for you.
Uh-oh.
Don't flex the pecs for me.
Oh, they have a mind of their own. Sometimes they jump out of people and I don't even know what's happening.
He has no idea, ladies and gentlemen. No idea.
Anyway,
we'll be
back. I'm definitely doing that joint, though. I'm going to give y'all more information as it comes on. But yeah, though.
Can I be in it? I can't do much, but can I be in it?
Not done.
I just stand on the side. I just have a good time.
We'll be back with you on Wednesday. We are that crew, that team, that network, giving you real talk, real people, real time. The General TM Hyman, I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. Those fools over there are Save James and Madam Boston. Thank you again, Latoya, for your Money Monday.
Yeah, but I'm a diesel fool.
You know, I want to do the low impact stuff, you know, so I can represent for the disabled people in America.
Whatever. I got that low impact, like.
I said the low impact. How about the no impact?
Low impact, you know what I'm
saying? Oh, gosh.
We're ready. Yeah, we're ready. Ready.
Good night.
Ready. 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 We're ready. We're ready. Yeah, we're ready. 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 Ready.
Look how the sun now raising up, and the crowd now waking up. The atmosphere have vibe, and nothing can break it up. The girl them a wine on stuff, we had the drinks them in a my cup. We gonna party all night, 24 parties we hit in a row. Tonight are the very last show.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Talk radio show. Talk radio show. TM.